We are a people of prophecy. God's prophetic word brought us forth. And that means our lives are regulated by prophetic utterance. The body moves in the direction of what is in the mouth. Your words are laws. We are here to live out the word of God. I told you, this is why we talk for a living. No man ever became greater than the quality of the words he spoke and heard. It's for we are children of the prophets. We are products of their prophetic utterances and of the covenant which God made with our father Abraham.
Glory to God. Let me shock you. Every generation that is too inclined to the spectacular will be open to error. You can quote me anywhere. Any generation that is too inclined to the spectacular can easily be swayed. Notice I didn't say the supernatural. The supernatural can both be spectacular and non-spectacular. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he says, nobody can call Jesus Lord except by the Spirit. Your experience, your journey began spiritually, even though it looked natural. Glory to God. Somebody answers the altar call. He prays a prayer. He feels joy in his heart. The second day, Satan will come. He says, do you really think you are born again? If you think you are born again, how come you still feel like insulting that your neighbor? Born again people are patient. They are gentle. And then he begins to throw things at you. Just tell the devil, say, Satan, my spirit is born again, and I'm in the process of renewing my mind. That thought came from my own renewed mind, and I'm working on it. So get out of this room. Amen. It doesn't mean you are not born again. All right. But by the Holy Spirit, next verse. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Diversities of gifts. Charismata. Diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Next verse. Differences of administration, but the same Lord. Next verse. Diversities of operations, but it's the same God which worketh all in all. Now, what is he saying? Notice he mentions gifts, administration, and what? And operations. He's simply, let me just explain. He's just saying, this is a gift, for example. Okay, let me use this. This is spiritual gifts. All right, they are different spiritual gifts. Administration means they have different outcomes. That's what he's saying. The result they produce when they are administered, that's what he's talking about, are different. And then operation means the means through which they are administered. As we journey and we talk about the nine gifts as revealed in 1 Corinthians 12, you will see all that. It's very important. You know why this teaching is important? Okay, let's keep reading. Verse 7, that's the next thing. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. To profit without. Whatever way you want to translate it, there's one word you can't remove from there. Profit. You can say it's given to every man for the profit of others, great. You can say it's given to every man to profit with it, great. There's one word there, profit. You know what he's saying? The manifestations of these gifts of the spirits is given to every man to produce profit. Meaning there is a profit, a profiting with the manifestations of the Spirit. There's a profiting. Let's take it a little further. If he's writing to Christians, if he's talking about manifestations of the Spirit to normal everyday Christian, hi, is somebody following me? Remember, I told you at the beginning that this letter was written to Christians, not to pastors, not to evangelists, not to apostles. Was written to Christians. If he's writing to everyday Christian, it simply means, without doubt, that God expects that these manifestations are operational in the life of an everyday Christian. It's simple. So word of knowledge is not for a prophet on the stage who uses it to shine. Word of wisdom, is somebody following me? Discerning of spirits, gift of prophecy, gifts of healings, the gift of workings of miracles, the gift of faith is given to everyone. Everyone in context is talking about believers. Listen, this is what I believe, and I say it all the time. God's plan is that you and I, believers, both on the pulpit and in the marketplace, will have in them activations of the spiritual gifts, operations of the spirit, every day and where they are. That is the will of God. So the manifestations of the spirit, he didn't say the manifestation of the spirit is given to the pastors to shine on stage. It's given to the pastor so that he can minister to others. No, every man in the church. Every man in the church. Meaning every believer has the legal right to these manifestations. Every believer has been given the right and the responsibility to carry the manifestation to his daily life, to his place of work. That's what he's saying. To profit with her. Imagine being a businessman that operates with the word of knowledge. Frequently, with accuracy and depth. No, just imagine it. You think your business will be normal? Talk to me, somebody. Imagine being a professional or a civil servant with the word of wisdom, the gift of word of wisdom. Or a professional with the gift of workings of miracles, Labaya. With the gift of healings. You are a banker with the gift of healings. Come on now. You are a lecturer with the gift of prophecy, with the gift of discerning of spirits, with the gift of workings of miracles. Is somebody following me? You are a trader. You have a shop. You trade, you buy and sell. But you have the gifts of workings of miracles. You have the gift of word of wisdom. Frequently operational in your life. Imagine being a forex trader with the gift of word of knowledge. And discerning of spirit. Is somebody following me? Imagine being a stock investor with the gift of discerning of spirits. Just suddenly you are in a vision and you are seeing the next stock that is about to go up. Are you kidding me? Will you have a normal life in the marketplace? You can now see what God wants. He wants us to carry it to the marketplace. If he stops on the pulpit, he will not achieve his purpose before Jesus returns. Because how many people come to church? So how many people are going to benefit from that manifestations of the spirit? Is somebody following me tonight? The objective of this teaching is to bring revelation knowledge to you and to provoke you to the manifestations of the spirit. The first mistake was to lock up certain things for the pulpit. Is it me? And we have to get a reorientation. When you mention anointing, somebody is thinking of goose pimples and falling down. But that is that all about the anointing? Anointing is a word to even start with. Anointing is not a divine word. It's not a, how do I put it? It's not a heavenly language. It's a word on earth. It means to smear. In Igbo, it doesn't mean anointing. It doesn't sound like anointing. True or false? In Hausa, in Igbra, it's not anointing. When you pronounce it, it's different. Glory to God. So you see, we have to understand it. It's not, is somebody following me? It's not. It means to smear. It means to empower for an assignment. If we believe in the diversities of God's call, That means we must believe that every call must be backed up by an anointing. That means the person who is called into the fashion industry must be anointed for it. The person who is called into finance must be anointed for it. Is somebody here? It means we won't be thinking of anointing as something in the oil. They say anointing means anointing oil. Yeah, somebody say, what is anointing? He says anointing oil inside a bottle that we use to anoint people. That's limited understanding. Question, did you ever see Jesus? We use oil sometimes to enhance people's faith. But the anointing is not in the oil. It couldn't be. Did you ever see Jesus pray for the sick or do his ministry with oil? Did you ever see it? His disciples did, because it was a Jewish tradition. Hey, you never saw Jesus. Go on, show me in the Bible where Jesus used oil. What was Jesus using? His word. His word and his touch. Glory to God. His word and his touch. His word and his touch. He said, be thou cleansed. Labagaya. He touched, said, be thou made whole. Take up your bed and go. And the Bible says immediately they took up their bed and went. They took up their bed and went. When the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples in Acts of the Apostles, did you see them? Was there a reference that they used oil to do anything? Peter's shadow self. No word, shadow. Shebakaya. Shadow will pass. And people were getting here. When he met Aeneas, what did he tell? He said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ maketh thee well, rise up. Word, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole, rise up. The man who was impotent at his feet, at Lystra, who heard Paul preach. When Paul perceived that they had faith, what did Paul do? He spoke with a loud voice, rise up on your feet. The man at the gate called Beautiful, who was impotent, that Peter and John was passing and saw, and he looked up. What he said, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up. He took him, he walked. He walked. Now, that happened because of the anointing upon them. That smell, supernatural enablement for divine assignment. So when we talk about press for great anointing, the anointing of God's Spirit is upon you. We are talking about you being empowered to carry out your assignment on the earth. To carry out the assignment on the earth. By now, you should have no doubt that whatever sphere you are, Satan will come for you. Whatever sphere God has called you to operate, Satan will come for you. People think it's only pastors that Satan come for you. You are joking. Except you don't want to rise. Listen, you can't rise beyond certain levels without them coming for you. It's not possible. It's not possible, sir. It's not, you can't. Except you want to dwell in the realm of average. When you get to a certain point, you will get a phone call. You will get a visitation. Somebody must visit you and ask you to connect to something. When you get to a certain level, somebody that does, you don't see on TV, forget what they tell you on TV. Forget what Forbes magazine is telling you. The people that control things are not on Forbes magazine. Some of them are not even on news. Hey, insectors. Let me tell you, there's a difference between millionaires and billionaires. Hope you are aware. There's a difference, though. There's a gap. Listen, let me tell you. Listen. Hope you know billionaires don't talk about business. They don't discuss business. It's for millionaires. All those sales skill and all that is not for billionaires. Billionaires discuss the destiny of men. They don't look at paper how is stock doing. What's that? They are the ones that control how stocks should do. They just sit and decide, let a black man rule in this place now. And once they have majority agreement there, they just decide, and it's so. And you are happy. Oh, a black man is here. Somebody decided it. Hi. Which business do you think they are discussing? What do they need? Which business? They own the people that own businesses. Let me expand somebody's mind. So to feel like you can really rise on the fence, you are joking. You are joking. You can't be on the fence. Your allegiance to Christ and his kingdom must be clear. Defined and clear. Are you following me? No doubt in your heart where you stand. Absolutely no doubt. Glory to God. But by design, they don't have... See, this is why God is raising men. The world has not seen yet. They've not seen our type yet. They've not seen our type. They will look at their models, we don't fit in. They'll look at their... we don't fit in. The things they have set as the steps to get to that place, they see us not following it and arriving there. And they are coming thinking that we have to bend, and we don't bend, and there's nothing they can do about it. Oh, glory to God. The spirituality of life, the manifestations of the Spirit, is given to every man to profit without. It's given to every man to make profit with. We must carry it to the marketplace. And we must be deliberate and intentional about it. It's not something you hear in church and just forget and go back and live a normal life. You have to make a decision. Listen, it's impossible to truly represent the kingdom of God without this decision. It's impossible. You just be in the sideline. To truly represent the kingdom of God. Listen, how do you want to represent the kingdom of God without influence, power, and money? How? Listen. Just think about what I'm about to say. Deeply. You cannot really, really help people if you don't have money, power, and influence. You can't. Am I talking to someone? You can't. Forget about it. You just be complaining and wishing in your heart and doing small, small things. To really help people, to really help the body of Christ, to really help the kingdom of God, you need power, you need money, you need influence. At least have one or two. You are expected to have all. Did you hear what I said? You can't. You just be talking and talking. Wait. Do you know how many children are trekking to school kilometers in this town? I thought about it today. Do you know how many children? You think if you put a bus, fuel, and driver every day to solve that problem, you are not putting a smile on the face of people? You know, I can't understand why a Christian should talk down on prosperity. That's a manifestation of mediocrity plus plus. Mediocrity. Are you kidding me? What do you want to do? Without power, without influence, without money. Without money. You just have wishes. Wishes. Oh, I wish I could give to church. I wish I could just pay church rent. I wish I could build church. Church build. I wish I could handle this. I wish I could sponsor crusade. I wish you just be wishing. Glory to God. Is somebody here? Listen. With money, we can install a governor in this state. It's not hard. Do you know what I said? Do you think it's hard? It's very easy. You just need a few billions. Install an unknown person. I'll sit down. See, make your decision. Oh, me, I have made up my mind. The days are coming when I will not know how much I have. The days are coming when my prosperity will command global attention. You will install a God. Say, is it not government of the people by the people? You are sleeping. Wake up. You are asleep. It's Abba. Pastor, is it not government of the people by the people for the people in the people? Are the people not supposed to vote to them? Let me. In case you have not noticed, you don't really have a choice of who to vote for. You vote for who they present to you. Did you decide in the primaries? So they just present a candidate for you to vote. And then you are busy arguing. You did not decide which candidate people are going to vote for. Until we can influence in that place, we are just talking. Were you there when they selected the candidates? You are now left sometimes with two evil. You are now trying to decide which is a lesser evil. Do you think that's our destiny? Talk to me, somebody. That's our destiny. I'm personally looking forward to when I will install a governor in this state. Personally, just install. It's not hard. You just need a few billions. It's not hard. Because what is on your mind is not money. What is on your mind is influence and pushing a higher agenda. So money becomes a tool. If you are still thinking that money is for you to go for holidays and lie down in the beach and fly, you are thinking low. See money as a tool to do bigger things. Oh, can I get an amen? Let your mind expand. You cannot help the kingdom of God. You cannot truly advance the cause of God's agenda if you are still thinking of bills. You know bills? Listen, slaves cannot serve God. As long as you're a slave to the Babylonian system. You remember the 80%? The 80% that is groping and dragging for the 20% of the world's resources. Don't be found there. Tell yourself, I'll belong to the top 20% that is controlling the 80% of the world. I know I'm sowing the seed of God's word in somebody's heart. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I'm boiling as I'm talking. That's why I'm quiet here and there. I refuse to be small. How do you think we are going to preach this gospel to the nations? How are we going to preach this gospel to the nations? You know, I was talking, was it Dick Terry? I was talking, I see, I need millions to be dropping, all these 30,000, 50,000. What do you think? What? Let me not even get angry this evening. He said, Pastor, we'll bring the millions. I was angry. I was all this. I said, give you, drop 30,000. You drop. Are you not tired? What time is this? It's nice at this level. But tell yourself, listen, let me tell you something. How much do you think it will cost to float a satellite station that runs 24 hours to maintain it per month? And piano, how much do you think it is? Minor staff were just maintaining the satellite. Talk to me, somebody. If you want to plant a church now in India, a vibrant church, and send some missionaries to India, how much do you think it's going to cost? You think it's 30,000 naira? Talk to me. Or 100,000? Or 200? Talk to me now. I want to provoke you. I want to provoke you. Glory to God. Start from where you are, but be hungry. You can be given the 30,000, the 50,000, but no, tell yourself there is time for everything. Are you listening to me? Just those that are movie makers, they must have approached you. LGBT community, have they not approached you? With money, better money. Just to put a scene that is pro-gay in the movie. Now that's somebody giving you money to push an agenda. It's not because he wants to make money from your movie. Do you understand? There's an agenda he wants to... So the money is kept somewhere to push an agenda. They will tell you, we'll give you this money if you do this, do this, do this. Is somebody listening to me? We are the ones to be doing it. Don't you know economy drives this world? Economy drives this world. Forget feeling spiritual and telling stories. When the rubber hits the road, influence, power, money. Is somebody here? You now connect. Hope you are connecting to the things I'm saying. The root of these three things is where? Spiritual. It's not visible. Whoever told you that money comes to you because you are hardworking, because you are trading very well, because you have good marketing skill has lied to you. That's money for maintenance. Real money is vomited by blood. Do you understand? Real money has its root in the spirit realm. In the spirit realm. Real money, spirit realm. The root is simply spiritual. Are you following me? So to be a Christian and you want to be a big player in the end time advancement of the kingdom of God, and then you are doing like this with understanding of the spiritual, you are wasting your time. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Except you just want money to build house, buy car, send children to school. Nothing else. You'll be on back bench in heaven. Back bench. Back of heaven. That's it. There's seat for yourself. Is somebody here? There are those, when they call their name in heaven, they will raise dust. Hey! They will raise dust because of heaviness of impact on the earth. I want to be among those people. Do you understand? They say, okay, Jesus, he gave total of $10 trillion for the preaching of the gospel. And because he gave, 1 million Indians were saved, 2 million Europeans were saved, 10 million Americans were strengthened in the faith so they did not backslide. Is somebody listening to me? The calling of your name raising dust in heaven. Whether you're on the pulpit or in the marketplace, it did not just pass through this world as though it did not exist. Is somebody getting provoked tonight? Settle it. So all the shout and talk about prosperity is not about you. It's not about you. It's about a higher purpose. It's about a higher purpose. Do you know how it has pained me that the body of Christ does not have a news station that defends her views? Are you aware? Is CNN there for you? Is Al Jazeera there for you? In fact, Al Jazeera was there to bring a view that is pro-Arab. But do they use Arab people? No. The face is something that the whole world can accept. For years, from when I was in school, it had always pained me. I've been talking about it. I'm not talking about Christian channel that is showing preaching. No. Neutral news channel. See, we must think subliminal impact. Subliminal impact. You are called to music, you must not sing Jesus' song. Do you understand? You must not sing Jesus. He say, I wash. Listen. You know why the church? Listen, you know, I'm very serious about what I said. Oh God Almighty. Where do I even start from? The most important thing is you know why you are there. You know who has your allegiance. And you know there's an anointing on your life to do it. Let me ask you a simple question. Is there a Christian doctor? When you go to see doctor, do you say, are you a Christian doctor, a Muslim doctor? You're now saying this is Christian musician. There's nothing like that. We stop singing songs that promote the values of the kingdom. Others hijacked it and we were talking rubbish about love, about sex, about all kinds of things just took over the space. Because say, we have to sing chorus. If I saw him, even say we should not even play instrument inside church. You know what I'm talking about? You're laughing. We have come. He said, "Don't even clap." Eh? That's my grandfather's shot. He said, "Don't clap." When the people sing the hymn, he said, "Amen." Well, I saw that young people were flying out. They have to have a remitting. Say, "This thing is not working." That's being behind. That's like living in 15th century in 21st century time. Is somebody here? Glory to God. We identify the mountains of influence. Now don't get me wrong, there are those that God will call and tell you sing only Christian songs. He's a calling. And that's your sphere. Amen. But you see, you don't just hear this and jump out and say you are singing non-Christian songs, you are singing love songs. When you don't have foundation, they will sweep you. They will sweep you. When you don't know your roots, they will sweep you. The next I will see you be smoking ganja and sleeping with women up and down, impregnating them. No. How many of you agree with what I'm saying? It's true. You know, some heard that many years ago, they ran out. Now they are smoking and impregnating women around. They are not even sure they are Christians anymore. No, I'm talking about you, a person of value. You spoke in tongues for 10 hours. You went to the studio to sing a love song that promotes kingdom value. You think it will be the same thing? It can't. I know I'm talking tonight. Is there a Christian businessman? I mean, Christian, how do I put it? Christian engineer. Religion is not good. Religion is not good. When you're a boxer and you go to box, did you box in a Christian way? Eh? Or you play football in a Christian way. I don't understand where we just, I know, Satan propagated. No, you're a footballer, You have your skills. You entertain people. And your result, you use it to glorify God. The most important thing is your actions, your attitude, your method, your system of operation reflect the values of the kingdom. It shows where you are coming from. Somebody here, glory to God. Glory to God. Listen, if the salt is to impact the soup, it must enter inside. Have you ever seen a salt here and soup here? It can't work. Did you hear what I said? Listen, God has called you. Give me mic. God, listen, you said God called you to politics. You don't know how politicking happens. You don't know how politicking, you think it's by carrying Bible there. You say, "You know, I'm a Christian." That's rubbish. You don't know what you're doing. Understand the game, understand the protocol of the sphere, understand the mode of operation of the sphere. Listen, every mountain has a mode of operation. Are you aware? If God called you to education, there's a way it works. You want to be a lecturer, you should have a PhD. You should write thesis. Do you understand? You should publish books. Publish writings and put it up, you get the PhD. That's the modus operandi of having your PhD and being a lecturer. If I say I'm a Christian, you have just first degree and I should make you a professor the next day. No, it will not work. There's a modus operandi. If God called you to politics, study the modus operandi. There's a way to talk in politics. There's a way to move. Do you understand? And when you come with superior wisdom, that becomes your difference. You come with superior wisdom. There's a way to understand. Whether you like it or not, people of another faith will have to vote for you. So you must understand how to penetrate there.
In fact, you can follow them to their worship place. It doesn't mean you believe them. It's all of the here. I'll have a better time to teach these things. Understand this fair. How can the yeast work on the dough if it's not added to it? You add it to the dough for the bread to rise. So we have stayed inside church, learning only church things. You say God called you to fashion. What do you know about it? God called you to modeling. What do you know about it? God called you to the beauty industry, to medicine, to education. What do you know about it? Be so good that they cannot deny. Listen, how did Daniel become a prime minister? There's the supernatural side, but there was his own understanding of governance and politics. He understood the penetration. And then the spirit becomes your advantage. You supply intelligence from heaven, superior wisdom, but they can't stand, gainsay, or resist. They can't. You unveil the many-sided, complicated wisdom of God. Is somebody here? Hope you know the children of Israel. Can I drop this? The children of Israel were in Goshen. Goshen was a nice, wonderful place. But guess what? When God wanted to give them wealth, their wealth was in Egypt. It wasn't in Goshen. Selah, you understand it when you get home. Brothers and sisters, your wealth is not in Goshen. It's in Egypt. No, the gold they left out with. Where did they get? Was it Goshen? Egypt! Your monies are with the largest occultic men. Do you understand? Wicked people. Learn how to collect it. Learn how to take the posture to collect it. Their wealth was in Egypt. The Bible says that God granted them favor, and the Egyptians gave to them of the substance, of the gold, the silver, and they went out with great spoil, not empty hand. Their wealth was in Egypt, it wasn't in Goshen. Are you listening to me? All the money cometh, and the finance and the billions we're talking about is inside Egypt. Go and get it out. Get involved and get it out. When they took the wealth out, what did they do with him? They worshiped the Lord with it. Worship the Lord with it. Say amen. Amen. Say I'm blessed tonight. I'm inspired tonight. No smallness anymore. My vision is big. I'm determined. Said I'm determined to be powerful, influential, and wealthy, because my kingdom needs it. Can I get an amen? I want you to be positioned mentally with this understanding. Reach out. We need to do big things. We need to do big things. You have a gospel to take to the nations. We have the gospel to preach. We have a generation to save, to defend, to inspire. To think about yourself alone will just be selfishness. And this is why we talk about you consistently stretching. You must be reaching out. Yeah, start from where you are, but reach out for more. Start from where you are. Reach out for more. Start from where you are. Reach out for more. Do you know how many people have not gone to hell because we are in just doing church? Talk to me, somebody. You rise for a worthy cause. Worthy cause. Worthy cause. This is how we talk about being big. Your focus is on something bigger. The guys who started Al Jazeera were not thinking of profit first. They were thinking of a platform that can project a good image for the Arab Islamic world. Can you see? Money for leverage. for leverage. The moment your thought about money, prosperity, wealth, and influence is just to feel good or to intimidate another man, that one is stupidity at its extreme. You want to have money to intimidate somebody, something is wrong with your self-esteem already. That one has to be handled. As in Inaruana, what's my business with your money? Wealth, influence must be for a higher purpose. There's something you want to do with it. You want to defend the helpless. You want to defend the poor. You want to set free the oppressed. Listen, to really set the oppressed free, there's place for anointing, but there's place for cash and influence. Yay! Set oppressed free. Mola Gabaya. Listen, there are people who are working right now who don't like what they are doing, but they are doing it because they need money. You can set them free. You can set them free. You can set them free. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. Say, I refuse to be small. I refuse to be small. The manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. It is with these demonstrations of the Spirit who will penetrate Egypt. It is with these manifestations of the Spirit we will create the necessary impact in the world, in our generation. Manifestations of the Spirit. Listen, wealth, influence is a language. Aye. Yeah. No matter who you are, once you see wealth and affluence and influence, there's a sudden attention. There's a sudden attention, trust me. Sudden attention. You just have to listen to what the person has to say. He's automated. People don't plan it. Have you noticed, you arrive with a certain car, even though the person doesn't know you, suddenly their body language towards you has changed. Certain car, body language has changed. Suddenly they want to listen. Suddenly. Though you have Lambo, I have Lambo, you have to listen to what I have to say. No, it's true. No, see, the world has no respect for people who don't have results. Settle it. We just were making noise inside the church. Have no respect. No respect. No respect. This year we must hit big things. In the name of Jesus. One of my commitments to God is to pray for you guys as I've never prayed before. To do what? To prosper. To be blessed. To have money. To have influence. To have open doors. Because I know most of you have sincere hearts. You want to give, true of us. You want to partner with the work. You want to give in millions. You want us to change. You want us to reach more people. I know. Glory to God. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but this year your hand will touch a realm of wealth, a realm of influence, a realm of power in the name of the Lord Jesus. Supernatural doors will open for you. Great doors will open for you. There will be great inflow of wealth into your hands in the name of Jesus. And because of that, your life will be like Lazarus, Calabaya. The Lazarus that Jesus raised from the dead. People came because they heard that the Lazarus who was dead was raised. I said at the end of this year, there are people who will come to see Jesus because your life will be like, we know Lazarus was dead. I heard he's alive now. Your life will be like, we know this guy used to trek. I heard he's a multi-millionaire in dollars. Is somebody here tonight? There are other believers here tonight. We heard that suddenly things have turned around for him and his family, for her and her family, brothers and sisters. Do you know many would turn? The Bible said they came to see Jesus because of Lazarus. I don't know who I'm talking to, but your story this year will be like the one that was raised from the dead, financially, career wise, in business, spiritually, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And because of that change of story, many will come to see that Jesus. Hey, many will come to see that Jesus. Until your life becomes an evangelism, your life becomes the evangel, the good news, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Can you speak in tongues here tonight? Makopus Shebelegadom Bratos Kebrakapa Shakaponda Kibrakos Shelegabronda Kapatomska Yalarababae Bagabanade Bananana Shalabadade Shepeto Brakos Kepa Shepeto La Protagitapa Pendoko Brakoska Ilakopos Shepetos Shepetos Likapatos Pinkaporapa Shepetos Mantakatos Epatos Epalakos Likapotos Lipagabayalanalaye Bayale Iade Bagabayalanalanalanalabos Shepetos Woo Shepetos Lipos Kepas Malanagabos Mondalia de Lerebox, Shebanane, Shebalanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanadanad Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you glory. We give you honor tonight. Can we just reconsecrate our lives and make a commitment to God? Now, Father, as you raise me to that height in my sphere, I declare my allegiance to you. I declare that I know nothing but Christ and Him crucified. Can you make that covenant again with the Lord? Can you just speak it from your heart? Lord, I know I'm going to rise high. I declare my allegiance to you. I will not become too big for church. I will not become too big for the gospel. I will not become too big for you to talk to, for you to rebuke, for you to talk to. Make that commitment in your heart. I'll give you all the glory for the praise of your glory, Lord. For the praise of your glory. For the praise of your glory. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.